You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sports-wise, Rockies lost 3 out of 4 in San Francisco. They're back home now. They're going to open a series tonight at Coors Field against the Padres. Broncos, they look good. It was a preseason game. I don't know.
Don't ask me. I didn't know. I didn't even know they were on.
They won.
Hey, that's great.
Preseason.
That's good.
Now they get ready for another road game, another preseason game Saturday night in Seattle. Hey, listen, if you've used an excuse for adding a little bit of a paunch around your middle, that it's just your metabolism that has slowed down, because, you know, you're now 42 years old, can't use that excuse anymore. New study came out. Researchers found that your metabolism does not actually slow down in your 30s and 40s. It's probably more like 60 before it slows down. They say the reason you got the paunch has nothing to do with your metabolism. It has to do with you eating more and being less active. So we got to come up with a new excuse.
Yep, it's just all those Oreos you're eating instead.
And along those lines, Jeremy, did you see the new study that's out about white bread?
I did, yes.
Because all we've heard over the last, 20 years is how white bread is poison, it's going to kill you.
Zero nutritional value is always what I heard.
A new study found that white bread isn't as bad for you as some people have been saying. Now, they're not saying it's great for you, but they say, listen, if paired with other nutrient-rich foods, it would not be as bad for you. I need to check and see if this study was funded by, like, the Wonder Bread Company.
Right. They're like, it's fine. Put nutrient-rich food on there, like mayonnaise and processed deli meat. It'll be fine.
Sugar-filled jellies to go on your PB&J.
Yes, put some jelly on it. It's fruit.
Man. I've been trying to be really good and stay away from just bread in general. But this weekend, I had a sandwich on Friday at a restaurant, and I had a sandwich on Saturday.
I love bread, man. I love it.
Man, oh, man. Oh, and garlic knots Friday night, too.
You're the devil. I love garlic knots, man. Oh, so good.
Something about, they're just little balls of hell is what they are.
Oh, greasy, and then they put the cheese on them, and...
I guess what we can say is garlic's good for you.
Right.
Garlic's really good for you.
So good.
What else is trending?
Speaking of food, with school starting back up, the story says 3 out of 5 parents say that they're, I'm so stressed out about having to pack my kids' lunch again. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know what to put in there. Special shout out to Cherry Creek Schools back today. Jeff goes back tomorrow. I'm actually going today. That's one of my little deeds that Nicole has given me today, to go to the grocery store and buy things for the school lunches.
So what are you getting
this week? I don't know. I'm going to go wander the aisles a little bit because those are poison. We are the people that pack fruits and vegetables in the kids' lunches.
So they
and the poll says the most common things kids leave uneaten at lunch, vegetables. That's the very first thing.
Duh.
So going on down the list, you got fruit, the main part of their meal, whatever that is, I guess the sandwich.
Yeah.
And then they're very vague on 4 and 5, salty snacks, sweet snacks, whatever that means. So,
did you ever trade?
Veggies. I think I traded.
We were big on trading.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to have to take the bus like 30 miles each way, whatever, in Italy to go to the American school. We had that long bus ride in the morning, and that's where a lot of the swapping took place.
Oh, yeah.
You probably
eat your lunch before you even get to school.
Yeah, and so everyone would open up their lunchbox and say, who wants an apple? And there's always that one kid, I'll take an apple.
And you're like, I got the garlic knots again, mama!
Look for the kid who wanted the apple and was willing to trade like his, Snickers bar for
his slice of pizza that his mom packed.
Yeah, and you're like, okay.
All right, I'll take that. Here's your crap on celebrities. J-Lo has completed her transition from Alex Rodriguez to Ben Affleck. The transition is complete. A bunch of nerdy fans noticed on Saturday that J-Lo had deleted every trace of A-Rod from her Instagram account. And she unfollowed him, you guys. Can you believe it? Then they wandered over to A-Rod's page, and he still has pictures of J-Lo up, which I would do the same thing. I'd be leaving those up for a long
time.
He
doesn't care.
He's single and having fun. That's the quote here from a friend. A-Rod's friend says, quote, he's single and having fun.
Whatever. Whatever the spokespeople are saying. One of those two is very unhappy. And I don't know which one. You could
J-Lo.
Make a case that it's him and that's why he can't let the stuff go. Or you could say it's J-Lo and that's why she scrubbed everything.
I have seen numerous pictures of him out on yachts with bikini-clad models.
Oh, but
having the time
matter.
Of his life.
Yeah, I'm sure he's having fun.
A pretty
but
big
he
smile
might be
on his face.
Dying on the inside. Remember that song, Tears of a Clown?
Yeah.
When there's no one around.
Stop it. Now you're making me sad. Most popular band t-shirts. There's a story out this morning from some t-shirt website that nobody's ever heard of talking about the most popular band tees. And according to them, rushordertees.com, AC/DC is the most popular concert band t-shirt that you can be walking around with.
Well, sure.
You look cool, bro.
At my wedding reception, I made all the guys wear a band t-shirt with their sport coat. That's and you cute. Had, as I recall, NSYNC.
I sure did. I had NSYNC on.
Were they in the top 10?
Nope. Top three, AC/DC, Aerosmith, and Queen. Foo Fighters are on the list. Green Day, Pink Floyd, Ariana Grande... and that's, I guess, all I want
to
say about that.
I tend to see a lot of young people, both boys and girls, wearing the Zep t-shirts. That's considered cool now, too.
Yeah, cool. I saw the strangest thing the other day. I was behind a Jeep on Colorado Boulevard, and they had, you know, the Jeeps have the big spare tire on the back, and a lot of times you can buy spare tire covers to cover that tire.
Was the little saying on there upside down that said,
right.
If you can read this,
right.
Let me over.
No, it was an Adele. It was Adele's face
on the spare tire cover.
It was just Adele's face.
How did you recognize
staring her? Back at her. I know what Adele looks like. And it was like, what? Why is that on there?
Was it old Adele or new Adele?
It was middle Adele.
Oh. Because she's lost a ton of weight.
She
right?
has. So it wasn't heavy Adele and it wasn't super skinny. It was like the Goldilocks Adele. Mm.
That's a weird thing to put on a
Jeep.
That's
what I thought, too. I was like, what is that? Where does
and
one
I'm not
purchase that?
Adele. You just don't you wouldn't associate put it on a, it her like a, with rugged
these
outdoors.
These giant
people.
Tires. Budweiser is trying to capture the essence of summer. They've just partnered with the site homesick.com for a new candle that's supposed to smell like summer. It's called Budweiser Backyard Barbecue. It has notes of amber, clove, lemonade, barbecue smoke, allspice, barley, vanilla, and musk. My God. Can you cram any more scents in there?
So what does it end up smelling like? Because you can't smell like
smells
all
like
of those.
Crap, it sounds like. It's a cacophony of smells.
It's like summertime threw up.
And they're $34 a can
of
this
that
crap.
Makes me throw up.
And real quick, here's your Fat America. Dr. Pepper has created a new chocolate-flavored version, but they're not selling it in stores. It's called Dr. Pepper Fantastic Chocolate, and you have to create a Pepper Perks account for your chance at it.
You're
I guess
Pepper
you got to
Perk.
Scan receipts and submit it to Dr. Pepper. There's a bunch of hoops, but then you get chocolate Dr. Pepper.
Did you ever drink that? What was that chocolate drink called? Yoo-hoo or something?
I've never had it. Or wasn't Ovaltine chocolate?
Well, that's like chocolate milk, though.
We just had Nestle Quick, the Quick powder.
Yeah, we were a Quick household, too.
Yeah. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Please find us on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I hope this video makes you laugh today. It's a viral video going around of a woman who filmed her very first time on one of those zero-gravity rides at the traveling carnivals. Where it just spins you around like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She has quite the reaction to it. And the comments are pretty good on our Facebook. A lot of people are laughing, so it's a lot of fun. Check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.